The California Tax Credit Allocation Committee, or TCAC, is considering a number of reform proposals, including limiting annual rent increases. Chris Schultz is director of housing justice at the Oakland nonprofit Urban Habitat. She says lots of low-income Californians are affected by large, often unexpected rent increases.
This is something that we're seeing from a lot of tenants around the region. It's critically important to ensure that the affordable housing that we're creating through the LIHTC program remains affordable for those residents. We've heard a lot of stories from folks with inflation being so high last year. AMIs have gone up a lot in recent years, and people are seeing rent increases 20, 30, 40%.
Another proposed change is increasing developer fees to help nonprofits fulfill their mission to provide affordable and supportive housing. Brad West is with the Supportive Housing Alliance. It's an LA-based nonprofit working to create new affordable housing units.
We're operating on pretty razor-thin margins, and these increased developer fees can really go a long way in helping to ensure financial solvency for our nonprofits. Especially encouraged to see the increased developer fees for special needs populations, for accounting for the developing and operating supportive housing introduces a level of complexity that warrants such an increase.
Meanwhile, East Bay advocates for low-income housing and homelessness solutions made an appeal to Alameda County officials Tuesday in Oakland for a county rescue plan for residents at risk of homelessness. Clarissa Douthard is with Parent Voices for Oakland. She says there's plenty of unspent American Rescue Plan money left over from the pandemic that the county could use for a county housing rescue package.
There's about $134.7 million of unobligated money from the Alameda that was granted to Alameda County directly from the Department of Treasury in 2021. And we are demanding that $20 million of that money be used to support family child care providers through emergency grants so they can keep their businesses open, nutrition programs for child care programs, as well as diaper distribution and a universal basic income program for families considered technically homeless.
Douthard said the pandemic era federal rescue plan funds have been sitting unused, and it's high time that Alameda County start using it on the county's most vulnerable.
Now is the time for Alameda County families, child care providers, to see the resources that the federal government has granted for COVID recovery. And so we think it's very important to continue to let them know that families are experiencing houselessness at an increased rate.
Clarissa Douthard with Parent Voices for Oakland said the group plans to continue advocating for housing assistance for homeless people and at-risk families at upcoming Board of Supervisors meetings. For KPFA News, I'm Max Pringle.